Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. With Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us such a sitting, such a majlis gathering. He has bestowed this to us, which is solely, sincerely, for the purpose of seeking Allah ta'ala's rada, His pleasure. And the focal point, the center point of this sitting is the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. First question is this. The first question is that why have you come to dhikr? Because we've come here to perform dhikr. Then why haven't the others come? You'll say, what kind of question is this? Rather, they come and they return, they go, they depart, they don't stay. Is there an answer for this? That some people, their homes are close to the masjid. Some come to the masjid to pray salah. Some see others who are going to pray salah. Why have you come? Why have you arrived? Why don't they come to the majlis? Think about, with regards to what we're discussing, you could apply this to anything. What's the reason behind this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in the Quran Hakim, alongside Iman, Allah has mentioned, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And then Allah ta'ala mentions the reward. Iman after Iman, عَمَلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, good deeds, good actions. Isn't this the case? So then, what is salah? Is it not amal, action? What is recitation of Quran? Is it not amal? Dhikr Allah, remembrance of Allah. What sort of amal is this? Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, وَلَا ذِكَرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Subhanallah. وَلَا ذِكَرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Greatest action. Your heart saying subhanallah, isn't it? Because you like this, don't you? Why? Why? Because you are doing this action, alhamdulillah, this amal. So what's the reason behind the fact that many people don't know this? What we just did, that the children who are sat here, they don't know the details of what is dhikr, but they have come to dhikr, they have come to the majlis. So what's the reason for this? That after iman, Allah has said amal, action. Why has Allah Ta'ala laid a condition for the amal? Because Allah Ta'ala knows that they will bring about belief and faith, but they won't do amal. Say subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala said, this man, mankind, they will have iman. I will give them iman. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. They will be sincere in saying that. But when I say amal, practice, they won't practice. So Allah Ta'ala has put a condition. I will give reward to those who with iman do amal at the same time. Subhanallah. Reason that if we don't practice after bringing about iman, some people, for example, they do dhikr of Allah because this is a majlis of Allah. Allah's remembrance, a great gathering, great sitting, great gathering, alhamdulillah. Just as the Quran and Hadith have told us about this. And it's optional, it's not compulsory, it's not a must. So what's the reason that a person has iman, but there's an obstacle for going towards amal, action? We need something to connect that link. If we have that, if we have more of that, then there'll be more desire to do amal. If we have more than that, then there'll be a stronger desire to do amal. And if we have more of that factor, then we'll have much, much more strength to do amal. And he will try his best and work his hardest. So it depends on this underlying factor. There's something between iman and amal that connects the two. And what is that? That is the yaqeen, the certainty of the human being. The conviction. He is mu'mini but not muqineen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained the whole event to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Why are you asking, should I sacrifice? Do you not have yaqeen in what I say? Yes, I do, Allah. I have yaqeen, but I want to increase it. Subhanallah. So these events in the Quran, they're not stories. They explain the status and the circumstances of what happened. So when a person is not going towards amal, action, the reason is he doesn't have yaqeen. Doesn't have certainty. Yes, iman. Pray salah. Inshallah, I'll pray from tomorrow. Do dhikr, brother. Inshallah, I'll do dhikr at some stage. do this action, X, Y, Z. Yes, yes, we'll do it. The reason for this is that within that person, there is no yaqeen. And he doesn't have yaqeen on who? What? On Allah's promises. On Allah's promises, on Allah's words. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he has mentioned amal, action, Allah ta'ala's sunnah ilahi, the sunnah of Allah is that when Allah says amal, then regards to that action, Allah ta'ala mentions all the rewards, so many, numerous. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would explain the rewards after experiencing and seeing some. Not just that the Quran is saying it, but I've seen it and I've returned after seeing it. If after that we don't practice and do those amal, then what do we realize? Is that there's total loss and khasara. Loss, maut is close, death is close. And we are far from amal. Those treasures, those jewels that will be useful to us, that will assist us. We will be desperate for them in hereafter, and they are permanent forever. So how can a person imagine that he's lazy, neglectful on those things that are permanent? If there's a river flowing through your home and you don't get wet, if there's a river of milk and honey and we don't benefit from the taste, imagine. What is the reason? What is the reason? We speak about dhikr, Allah's remembrance, and the child came and said to me that there's a lot of dhikr. Can I reduce it? How much? And he said, can I reduce it more? I said, how much more? Tell me why? Because it's difficult, it seems difficult for me. So what's this? Difficulty in doing dhikr? Because we don't have yaqeen. Certainly, has it ever happened that you've gone to somebody and said, can you reduce my food intake? Or can I reduce this? Or shall I reduce studying? Or getting an education? But we ask for a reduction where we don't have yaqeen. Oh, it's not benefit. We've come. I don't know why I've come. What's the meaning of dhikr? We've just taken all of the tasbih. Imagine. A person when his heart is broken from the yaqeen of Allah, we have iman, we have belief, but we don't have yaqeen. What's the benefit of empty iman? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Allah says that success will come to you only if you practice. عَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Do we need bribes? So we start practicing, or should we be allotted homes or shops and businesses first? Allah will say, hey, I'll give you this much money. Take the cash and then start practicing. No, no. Allah has made bigger promises than this, stronger promises. Whoever remembers me and does my dhikr, for that person I will construct mansions in paradise. Mansions. Once if you say subhanallah, Allah says, I promise in Jannah, paradise, I will construct a tree for you. If you say subhanallah once, is this not the case? We don't have yaqeen. Oh no, no, reduce, please reduce the amount of dhikr I have to do. Reduce, reduce. Reduction is difficult. Time-wise, it's hard to go to the majlis. We'll go one day. Don't understand. I swear by Allah, our beards are getting white. Bodies are getting frail and weak. And people have looked at, we seem old, but we don't consider ourselves as old to ourselves. We celebrate birthdays and anniversaries. Don't we feel shame how many years we've wasted? Definitely commemorate that day when you were born, yeah. But alongside that, you should feel remorse. 70 years of wasted. Nobody sat here who's less than 50 years old. Nobody. Hardly anyone. Yes? Half century is an achievement, an accomplishment. 40 years is a momentous achievement if a person lives for 40 years. 5 minutes we cannot waste for our businesses, for our job, employment. No, 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 my boss will be upset. No, I've got to go back quickly. I've got to put the clock card in. And we're sweating and ashamed. But the time, the moments of our life, years we've wasted, 40 years and we're celebrating birthdays, all of that life is passing without yaqeen. No certainty. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is the majlis, it's such a gathering, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. We hear the pearls from the blessed tongues of the holy Allah, what they mention, I'm presenting to you. What I've heard, select them, grab them, they'll be beneficial, they'll come in use. They should pierce the heart, they should affect our hearts, their words, their nasihas. Allah Ta'ala puts the words automatically into my mind. Speak about this today. I say, Allah, this many people come today. What shall I speak about today? Allah says that speak about this topic, this subject, this matter. Today, this majlis, this is a khanqa, a gathering of tasawwuf, spiritual rectification. Fortunate are those who have attended and who are listening. Alhamdulillah. So listen carefully, attentively, because nobody knows when their death will come. I'm telling you the reality. Nobody knows. Death can come very soon. Very soon. So, is this a life that a person who doesn't have yaqeen in Allah's words, dhikr Allah, Allah's remembrance, fantastic action, huge action. Allah's giving the good news. I'll tell you a hadith that everybody knows. The night of Mi'raj, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ascended the heavens. He saw many things. He was traveling, and Jibreel alayhi salam was the wazir, the minister, and he was taking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam through the levels of paradise here, the parks and gardens and mansions and etc. As they were traveling, they saw a certain location in Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he liked that location so much, he stopped. He started to look at the scene, and he saw an individual. This individual was immersed, drowned in the noor, the light of paradise. So much light that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped himself. Imagine how much noor and light there is in paradise. Rasulullah stopped, looked at him, watched him, and asked Jibreel alaihi wasallam, "The Jibreel, who is this individual? Is this an angel, a Nabi, a prophet? Who is this individual? Who is this person who is immersed in the noor of paradise?" And Jibreel alayhi salam replied, "Ya Rasulullah, this is your ummati." "My ummati? Member of my ummah? Which amal did he perform? What actions did he implement?" And Jibreel alayhi salam replied, "Rasulullah salam, you mentioned that he did so much dhikr, he remembered Allah, he had belief and certainty. What did he do?" And Jibreel alayhi salam replied that he used to remember Allah abundantly, high quantity. Now, why has this event come up? Why are we discussing this? For this reason, that we should take our yaqeen and certainty to such a high level that there should be nobody who's left who doesn't do dhikr and kathira. High quantity of dhikr, a high abundance of dhikr. Tell me, all the actions of the world, Allah Ta'ala hasn't said, has Allah or His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, about, have they given rewards for any other action? More amalu salat. We say, no, reduce, less. And he makes that the teacher ashamed that why are you forcing me to do dhikr? Why have you sat us down here? Why are you forcing us to do this? Allah's Nabi says, so is this the man? He's immersed in the noor, the light of Jannah. You can read this hadith. You can see this hadith. And he was a person who did the dhikr of Allah in high quantity, abundance. The commentary of doing dhikr in high quantity, in abundance, what's the meaning? A person who regularly, consistently sits after Fajr and does dhikr, and after Maghrib or Isha he sits regularly to do dhikr. Allah Ta'ala says that he will be included amongst those who did dhikr and kathira. Subhanallah, he will rise with those people. Subhanallah. We can't even do that much. Difficult for us. Just now I've told you one hadith. So if we have yaqeen, certainly that we should swear by Allah and get up today, that's such a high rank, and he'll get so much reward, and he is immersed in the light of paradise, we have to be forced to go, we have to be begged to go, we should do dua, "Allah, please give me a majlis I can attend of your remembrance, dhikr, take me to such good places, clean places, pure gatherings." We should prostrate, "Allah, your great mercy, that if you take me to that maqam, that location, that at least I can have certainty, and I do your dhikr, that at least when I pass away, I will get to that location, those scenes that the Prophet ﷺ saw, and you promised the rewards, I'd like that, Allah." Can anyone imagine that he leaves dhikr in the morning and the evening? Now, the other circumstance in our life, I don't feel like it, I don't understand it, X, Y, Z. What's this? What illness is this? Lack of desire, lack of yaqeen, lack of certainty. The whole of success is hinged on yaqeen. Quran, hadith, Jannah, hellfire, Allah, sight, visibility of Allah. Everything is not due to iman, but after iman is yaqeen. The higher, stronger your yaqeen is, then you will reach to the higher levels of accomplishment in deen. Yaqeen enables a person to do amal. People used to travel for thousands of miles and attend a majlis of dhikr. Not one. Hundreds of thousands of people, the awliyaullah, Allah, that location, vicinity that I grew up in, and I got fares from my Sheikh Hazrat Ali Murtaza, rahmatullah. His first lesson to me was this. His own first lesson was, he would travel for thousands of miles just to attend a gathering, a majlis of dhikr. No other objective, no other purpose, without eating, thirsty. Why? Because he had yaqeen on the Quran. Life will end, and such a great time Allah has given to me, and I can sit in that majlis and do dhikr. I'm attaining this. And our heart says that you will not get this. We've got doubt. You've come to dhikr. Are you mad that you will get up like this and get this reward? You're saying, "Subhanallah, and a tree will be both for you." We have doubts on this. Are you mad that you think you'll get this much reward for the amal? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila huwa alladhi yusalli alaykum wa malaikatuhu. Allah Ta'ala says, O people of Iman, O people of belief, Subhanallah. Who is saying this? Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. You have yaqeen in this? Do I have yaqeen in this? Do we have yaqeen in this? That we're coming dhikr. Even those who don't come, even those I'm asking, at least we should have this. They say, oh, you're always talking about dhikr, dhikr, dhikr. I'm not saying dhikr all the time. The Quran is saying, for your benefit, Ya ayyuha alladheena amanu dhkuru la dhikra kathira. O people of Iman, remember Allah. Oh, no, can I do less? No, Allah says kathir and kathira. Ya ayyuha alladheena amanu dhkuru la dhikra kathira. Wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. Kathira, high quantity means if you do dhikr morning and evening regularly, then you'll be included amongst the list of those people, in the list of that people who do dhikr kathira. No, Allah, I can't do it. I'm this country, that country. It's a country of people who don't have Iman. How will we do it? Allah says, you make niyyah and I will establish the gathering. Subhanallah. I will establish the gathering. So will we leave dhikr now? We should regret on our lives, our bodies. We become old, 40, 50 years. Earn the dunya, dunya, dunya. Earn. Show me one promise of Allah that when you come to me to the hereafter with so much of the worldly assets, I will give you so many rewards. The Allah says when you come with dunya, you will be naked and you will be beaten and that will start from the grave. Amal, amal, Allah says, deeds, actions, bring them. But shaitan is strengthen our belief, will be hungry, upset, dhaleel, wretched. What will my children eat? What will my offspring eat? What will we do? Where will we live? What will happen to us? How will we earn? How will we progress? We fear this all the time. But rather, Allah Ta'ala has promised, when I give you a child, I will send the child after, prior, beforehand, I will arrange for the rizq of the child, the food and the drink. Who gives the rizq in advance to us? Physically, mother, isn't it, who gives the milk to the child when the child is born. So has Allah Ta'ala not prepared this? You are not even born, but the mother's chest has milk for the child after it's born. But we don't have Tawakkunallah. Womb, cold milk, it's prepared before. You haven't even come to the world. You haven't even arrived to the world. Is this not the case? It is the case. Yes, it's no fridge there or factory manufacturing machines that... for example, full fat milk or this milk. So Allah says, I will prepare. I promised you rizq that even before you're born, if I give you rizq then will I not give after? Why are you worried about this? Worry about one thing. The promises I've made in the Quran, have yaqeen certainty on those. Have yaqeen certainty. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. Glory be to Allah. Is the battery being recharged? Is it? Good. That's why we have these majlis, these gatherings. That's why we go to the gatherings of the friends of Allah. I'm not a wali Allah, I'm not a friend of Allah, but rather what I've heard at the footsteps of my Sheikh. Be grateful that he has sent his deputy, and we should do so many du'as for him. How much fikr and worry he had for this country that he prepared me and sent me here. Subhanallah. Otherwise, he didn't have to bother. He knew that there'll be Muslimin there, Gujarati brothers. They'll be busy and earning dunya, money. They won't breathe whilst earning. They will come home hungry, naked. They will have never eaten chickens before, whatever. But now, they will eat so much bread and chicken when they see the dunya. When they come in, they will give them their whole selves to the dunya. Those people who are poor, they came from their home countries, they didn't have bread. That, for example, that Nawaz Sharif, did he ever work in a factory? Did his son work in a factory? Or Zardari's son? Have they ever, any rich people, any minister's son, have they worked in a factory? It's us poor people who had nothing. Did they come to this country? They don't. We're desperate with that car. I want to make such a big house. So inside the inner desires, they pushed us in. Allah Ta'ala knew that he'll go mad. He'll lose himself. So mad. Day and night, he'll have one worry. Mal, wealth, money, eating, drinking. And he'll have such a deeply ingrained desire in Punjabi that he's so desperate. Extreme level of greed. And he'll drive 14, 16 hours the taxi. He'll go mad. Earn, save. Because they have a desire. Because they never saw the father and the grandfather, the poor souls. They never saw what is wealth. They never were able to see it. Allah Ta'ala said that this qawm, they will spread out. They'll get lost. One fakir, subhanallah, he will share the pain. The Ummati Muhammad, Ummah Rasulullah, that you will get lost in the world. But Allah said, I'll balance the situation, the playing field. There'll be khanqa. In the day you will work, and in the evening you'll come. You'll wash yourself, cleanse yourself, and remember me, Allah says. So has yaqeen not increased? That's why I sat here with Imama. Isn't it? Allah Ta'ala increased the yaqeen. Has Ali Murtaza, rahmatullahi, his mercy, his shafqat, his love, his great favor upon us. Tell me, isn't it a great favor upon us? And the biggest point that, for example, amal, deeds, they won't increase your yaqeen. They will come after, the deeds will come after. That's why dhikr has been termed as afdal, higher, high grade. Why? Because dhikr of Allah, it is the greatest action. Because the more you do dhikr, the more your yaqeen will strengthen and the more your deeds will strengthen and improve. Every amal, a deed is conditional upon the dhikr of Allah. And that's why it's stated, wala dhikru la yakbar. Whoever grabs hold of the line of dhikr is a person praise salah who does hajj and he's got iman and he's rich in the hereafter. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Say subhanallah again. Subhanallah. Yani, in other words, even if we do a little bit regularly but we don't have yaqeen, the person whose yaqeen is strengthened, then in the dunya, I remember an event. Shall I tell you this event? Subhanallah. That the walis of Allah, it is their majlis. Hazrat Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi, great sheikh who passed in history, if you read up on him, study, he was living at the same time of Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah, and he had such a high rank, status, a great wali Allah. Dinar was in his name. Once he was traveling, there was a river or the sea, and they used to travel in boats. So, and the boat owner said, give the fare please. He said, I don't have fare. He said, why you sat in the boat then, just like you sit in a bus and you don't have the fare? So the driver, conductor said, get off please, elbow you off, please off. So he said, why you sat? He said, I just sat down, I had a desire. He said, give me the fare, the money. He started hitting and hitting. He said, is it? So he stopped in the sea. He said, is anyone who can give him a dinar? Hazrat Malik bin Dinar, this is the greatness of the walis of Allah. You can read this event in the kitabs, in the books. Soon as he said that, all of the fish of the sea, they all came out of the sea with a dinar in their mouths. Subhanallah. What is all this? This is yaqeen, certainty. And he had a lot of yaqeen and trust in Allah. He knew. He realized that Allah Ta'ala loves his servant so much. Allah gives automatically. This is tawakkal Allah, trust in Allah, reliance on Allah, and reliance of Allah, trust in Allah. Such a level comes where a person, he knows that whatever he asks, Allah will give. That's how strong our yaqeen should be, that Allah is the one who's going to give. Do you want it? Allah will say, I'm giving. And that's how the walis of Allah take from Allah, that I want it, Allah, I want it, I need this. Allah will say, I'm going to give it to you. Who else am I going to give to? He says himself that such people, they raise their hands. Allah says that I do not reject their words and I'll give to them. This hadith. Subhanallah. It's us, you, but we don't have yaqeen. So they said, he instructed, and the dinar came in the mouth of every fish. He said, take whichever dinar you want. These were dinars of gold. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. So he was shocked, amazed. What is this? Which man is this? After that, he said that the way you came in the boat, he said, I can even walk on the water. I don't need the boat. And he crossed the rest of the journey by foot on the water. This was his event. So he was traveling, and Jafar, who was with Marid, who was with him, one day they were traveling. He loved him. He was his colleague. He said, let me go with you. He said, okay, come with me. So as they were traveling, they reached a location. There was a big palace being constructed. Mansion. Big villa. House, beautiful, and the person who's constructing, well, he was ordering the builders, do this, do that, build this, put this there. So Hazrat Malik bin Dinaram, they stopped, and his students stopped, his murid, they looked at what was going on, then tears came out of his eyes, and he requested Hazrat, the person who's building the house, he said, you're walking, you stop, you're giving so much time, what's the reason? There are tears in your eyes. He said that this young man, I like him very much. And he is putting a lot of effort into making this mansion. He's ordering the builders. He's looking at it, working hard. He said, I like this man. My heart feels. So when I look at the quality of the walis of Allah, just like Hazrat, I explained that when you have love, then they make the akhirah first. Otherwise, there's somebody mad who will tell you to fill in your ibadah sheets, and who will push you, encourage you, and then he'll be rebuked, and then he'll still embrace his students and still say, you're mine. What a great amount of love Allah Ta'ala instills into the heart. Otherwise, can this ever be? So his thoughts came about that he's making a big house. He loves the house, and it looks like he's in love with this material asset. He said, I like this young man who's building a house. He said, I feel like that I also make a palace for him, so he can get something. Subhanallah. Say, glory be to Allah. Subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand the event here? So, the murid, the student, he didn't understand. He said, Hazrat, what are you saying? He said, okay, I want to speak to this man. He said, Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam. He said, he understood this wali of Allah. He said, yes, please explain. He said, I want to speak to you. He said, yes, please sit down with ease. Whoever doesn't understand what I'm saying, put your hands up so that I can explain. Don't be ashamed. Just put your hand up a bit of ashab. usher a little bit and I'll understand that there's no understanding them. So he said, I'd like to speak to you. He said to the man who's building his house. He said, yes, please. Tell me. He said, your palace, mansion you're building, how much money are you going to spend on this? He looked at him from top to bottom. He said, why are you asking this? He said, I felt like asking. He said, I can give you an estimate. 100,000 approximately dinars. I should be able to complete my palace mansion. And we'll say, well, for example, with money, we'll buy a shop or a house or business. 100,000 dinars, he said. He said, if you give this 100,000 dinars to me, that you're spending on this palace, and I can give you a better palace than this if I give to you, manufactured new. So he was a man like me. He said, you will make it? He said, yes, I will. He said, it won't be these bricks. There will be bricks of misk, of musk, of amber, and of beautiful pearls and rubies. And mashallah, there will be zamzam water there to drink, and from some other place the honey will be coming or the milk will be flowing. And he said, your homes, your rooms will be fully furnished. There will be hoors ready waiting for you in each of your rooms. And he's listening, subhanallah. He said, is it? He said, yeah, you'll get this reward. Then he breathed a cool sigh. Allah Ta'ala promises to us, doesn't he? And Allah says, I'll give you Jannah, beneath which rivers will flow, trees will grow. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ هُورٌ مَخْصُورَاتٌ فِي الْخِيَامِ Allah says, isn't it in the Quran? That have we ever thought about that hoor? How are we going to attain that hoor? Oh, he recites nicely, Maulana Sahib. Oh, he's recited Surah Ar-Rahman today. Oh, servant of Allah, this is a message for each and every one of us, like I was saying yesterday. Don't depart. That Allah, hurum maqsuratun fil khayam, person should be immersed in Allah's remembrance. What an amal you're giving Allah, and continue in that amal. Persevere, but we don't have yaqeen in Allah's promise that hur will come as well. We don't have certainty. And for example, we found, oh, can you find me a marriage partner, his daughter, her husband, this. Allah's promising to you that don't be worried about the women here, you finding a partner or wife. We're begging others, please help me find a partner. Allah is saying, hurum maqsuratun fil khayam, fabiyayi ila rabbikum atukadhiman. Subhanallah. Imagine. So he, that man, for example, he had depth of heart. He wasn't mad like us. And it's not just about Allah. It's not just the message of Rasulullah. It's a friend of Allah. He saw him, that this is a friend of Allah. Because the friends of Allah, they say this as well. Come, you'll get this much in dhikr of Allah. You'll get this from the dhikr of Allah. We say, no, reduce. We never say that reduce the shop or the business or the turnover. We say, no, that will come. But nobody listens. No one listens to the advice. I say, come early to the dhikr majlis, because I know that the person who comes and sits at the front, the rewards of Allah that will come to that person, but we don't have yaqeen in what I'm saying. We'll do it, we say. I swear by Allah that those that will remember my words, I say, huh? Is this the case? Is this what we missed? I say that it's not just you doing dhikr in this gathering. Though he. Yes, if only we knew the personalities and the great status of those Mubarak, blessed, honorable personalities who attend this dhikr, the world would be shocked if they heard their voices. I swear by Allah, sat on this prayer mat, that those people attend the great personalities. But we don't have yaqeen. Brothers, what need do I have that I have to push you or say to come in the beginning, come after, up or down? I don't have any need to do that. No requirement to do that. No, one, my friend, my sister, my wali, my murshid, he sent me for this reason, that you need to spread the message. Yes, and I swear by Allah that this is what I came to do. And don't sleep, don't lose the attentiveness. He was the wali Allah, he knew, he wasn't like us. Oh, leave it, Hazrat Sahab just said it for nothing. And then we went to do dhikr. Then he started speaking again and gave a lecture again. People say this, they complain this, like this. So Hazrat Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah, when he said this, he thought, that will it be a full, complete mansion, palace? That how much will you take? 100,000? He says that, will you give me one night to think about it? He said, yeah, think about it. I'm staying in this masjid. So you think as well and decide. So Hazrat Malik bin Dinar went, the morning came. He came out of the masjid, the man was there coming. He said, can I speak to you? He said, yes, I'm free from salah soon and we'll sit together. And when he was free, he said, yes, have you thought? What have you thought? Hazrat Malik bin Dinar said, have you thought? And the man who was building his house said, yes, I've thought. Look at his yaqeen. He said, I have a small request, Hazrat. He said, yes, please. He said, this is the piece of paper. Please write on this what you're saying, that I will give this to you. Then he was a wali of Allah. He had yaqeen on Quran and Hadith. Whatever amal I'm telling him, Allah has promised that in the Quran, what reward he'll get. Allahu Akbar. So he said, yes, bring the paper and bring the pen. And he said, his students watching, he said, oh, this is a unique transaction today. So he came with the pen and the paper. He said, yes, what the promise you made that I'll get so much more if I give 100,000. He said, I, Malik bin Dinar, I say that this palace and this palace, he wrote, Allah, the rest is your rahmah, your mercy. I give him 70 times more over and above that. So here's the paper. He said, here, here's 100,000. He said that here, 100,000 dinars. And he said, that's it. Stop this palace that you're constructing. He ordered the builders. He said, I just say this, that come quickly to dhikr. I say this, don't I? I put my hands together, that please, for the sake of Allah, dhikr is starting. That please start and come in the beginning. No, 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 no. We'll come now when we can come. I swear, but my brothers, you are the servants of Allah. Why are you upset with me? You will be seeking me tomorrow. Rather, my forgiveness will be due to you, alhamdulillah, that I am impure person. That I'm hopeful that due to the sadaqah of your shoes, that I will attain the reward in the hereafter. It's not that it's due to me that will get reward in the hereafter. No, I swear by Allah that I am trusting the fact that I will pick up your shoes and I'll get successful in the hereafter. Otherwise, what status do I have? There's just a task I've been given, a duty. And the wali of Allah, my teacher, he knew that. He told me to come here. That's why when I push and I try to increase the determination, I say, it's no interest. I have self-interest. If nobody comes, what can I do? If this person comes, what can I do? And the wives, they write that my husband doesn't come to dhikr. Please tell him to come to dhikr. How the wives, they love their husband, subhanAllah. That just once, Hazrat, please tell him, encourage him, push him. Say to him once, I don't know why he's lazy. And please explain to him and advise him. Look at the understanding of the women and look at the akal, the thinking of the men. They say, please reduce, please reduce, please reduce. So the transaction was made and the deal was made. Allahu Akbar, maybe mine and yours, the deal is made in the same way. And the same deal could be made. I say that come in the morning, you've got to get this, whoever comes in the morning. If you don't get it, then tell me, then grab. Yes, it could be tomorrow, it could be the day after tomorrow. But yaqeen should increase your certainty. We have to bring yaqeen into this. So the story, the event stopped after 15, 20 days that would have passed. Hazrat Sahib was doing his actions, he was doing his actions. And he was busy, he was occupied in Allah's remembrance. He said, okay, fine, I'm successful. My palace has been made. Hazrat Sahib went on his own direction. One day he came out of the masjid after Salah and he saw there was a bit of rush in the town. He said, what's happened here? The people said, a very pious, upright person has just passed away. He said, who is he? He said to his student, let's go and see who it is. When they came forward, the doors were closed. People had come for sharing the grief. He said, this man looks like somebody we know. And they gave the name, is this man the son of this man? And he passed away in the night. And he said, Hazrat said, before that, Hazrat did not know that he passed away. He just prayed Salatul Fajr. And after Fajr, when he was passing through by the minbar, there was a piece of paper there with something written on it. Hazrat Sahib saw that piece of paper and it was written not with ink, but something like light. And what was written on that piece of paper was that the promise you made, Malik, from that man, that you will give this and this and this. I've given this much already. And 70 times more you ask for multiplication. I've multiplied it 70 times over. And he put that piece of paper in his pocket. He came out. Then that person had passed away. He had died. So Hazrat went and he went to meet the family. He asked that, did he say anything before dying? They said, no, nothing to us. And the person who gave ghusl, who is that person? Because the people who give ghusl to the deceased, they have a lot of secrets, they experience a lot of things. He said, let me meet him. He said, brother, you gave ghusl. He said, I'm Malik bin Dinar. They said, Assalamu alaikum. He said, did he give you any message? He said, there was a piece of paper that belonged to him. He said, okay, that piece of paper, he requested, please put this in my coffin if I pass away. So he signed that piece of paper to me. I put that piece of paper in his coffin. Can't remember anything else if I've given anything. So Hazrat took the piece of paper out of his pocket. He said, was this the piece of paper? He said, Allah, I swear by Allah, this is the same piece of paper. So on that same piece of paper, Allah Ta'ala wrote that, just like he wrote the promise that you'll get this, Allah Ta'ala wrote and gave it back, that I've given it to him already, the reward. Subhanallah. So how did he succeed? He had yaqeen, certainty. A wali of Allah, he told him something, he had yaqeen, certainty. My brothers, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us that I saw such a person who was immersed, drowned in the noor of the hereafter. He was bathing in the nur, in the light of thereafter. What was his quality? That he used to do dhikr kathira, in high quantity in the dunya, morning and evening, with regularity, consistently. So Allah Ta'ala gave him this maqam and raised him, took him back. He passed away. So our maqam is that from Ya Ayyuha Alladhina Amanu, right to the end, we need to travel. And after iman, if of yaqeen, it gets strong and stronger and stronger, alhamdulillah, then big deeds, big so-called big deeds will be easy for us. What's tahajjud? Nothing. What's tasbihat? Nothing at all. These will become so simple that you'll feel like that, alhamdulillah, I'll do every action. Subhanallah, that I can see that Allah is rewarding me due to His remembrance. Wherever you see reward, do dua, Allah, make me, enable me to do these actions so I can also get reward as well in parallel. Do you understand what I'm saying? So what are we lacking, brothers? Yaqeen, certainty. And our yaqeen has gone the opposite direction, such wrong places. Our yaqeen is there for poison. That poison will give us ease. That poison will give us success. Put the Quran in front of yourselves. Sometimes try, at least once in a week, try that wali Allah, go and sit in his majlis, in his gathering. I'm not speaking about myself. The gathering of the wali of Allah, I'm saying. Every day, what do we achieve? Consider that portion one day in the week, or 2 days, one day should be yours, such like this, that before you pass away, you will be included amongst the muqineen and you will leave this world. Allah will send you to the hereafter. Such a great favor of Allah. Nobody blames anybody, that we are all ill. I am also ill. And I don't say bad to anybody else. I say it to everybody. Solve your problem. Cure yourselves. May not be. I don't say this, that we have iman present. Nor am I criticizing anyone that, why don't you come to dhikr? Why don't you pray salah? You always do this all the time. Wrong actions. Totally not. That he's right in what he's doing, because his understanding is to that limit. Allah Ta'ala has told him, for telling him, Allah Ta'ala says, one action you do to strengthen your iman and to increase your yaqeen, and to increase yaqeen, there's only one method, very beautiful method that the Quran has prescribed, that sit with the people of yaqeen, who have yaqeen, start sitting with them, those who have certainty. Qunu masadiqeen, the Quran says. Allah says, I don't want to put you into any burden or hardship. I'm not telling you lengthy amal or tasbih or wazifas. Just think that wherever the wali of Allah is present, go there, sit down quietly, don't do anything. Don't do anything. And your yaqeen will be elevated, and you'll get the reward based on the level of your yaqeen, certainty. So our yaqeen certainties on a high level? Are they? They probably are. Otherwise, how could we sit in dhikr of Allah? How could we get up early in the morning? May Allah Ta'ala elevate our yaqeen, that is, all the people who are present to Him. Allah Ta'ala elevate our yaqeen and our certainty and our belief. Ameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المسلمين دعوة يزين الحبيب المبين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلمن تسليما دائما ابدا قديما غزيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطنا وعمدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا اهدنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه فقنا عذاب القبر فقنا عذاب الحشر فقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنه مع الابرار يا عزيز يا غفور يا رب العالمين اللهم ثبتنا على الايمان وامتنا على الايمان واشهدنا يوم القيامه مع الايمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم اعنا على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم اللهم حوزب نحزاب يزيدا اللهم عين على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا قاضي الحاجات اكتحاجاتنا يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي المراد اشفع مرادنا
حضرت لئے خاص دعا فرمائے حضرت مطلع صاحب رضی اللہ علی بیچارے سخت بیمار ہیں ان کے لیے لعنت ہے بہت زیادہ ان کے لیے دعا فرمائے اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو شفا کاملہ آج نصیب فرمائے اور ان کا سایہ ہم پہ تا دیر تک قائم رکھے اور جتنے بیمار اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو شفا نصیب فرمائے. ہمارے مانچسٹر کے ایک ساتھی ہیں ان کے والد صاحب کا انتقال ہو گیا ان کے لیے دعا فرمائے اللہ تعالیٰ ان کی مغفرت فرمائے ان کے درجات بلند فرمائے یا اللہ ان کے لواحقین کو صبر جلدی سے فرمائے. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.